Apollo 11, this is Houston. If you have a minute or so free, we can read you up the morning news here.
Go right ahead. Let's hear it.
Roger. Hot from the wires of the MSC Public Affairs Office, especially prepared for the crew of Apollo 11.
Okay, first off, it looks like it's going to be impossible to get away from the fact that you guys are dominating all the news back here on Earth. Even Pravda in Russia is headlining the mission and calls Neil the czar of the ship. I think maybe they got the wrong mission.
West Germany has declared Monday to be Apollo Day. School children in Bavaria have been given the day off. Post office clerks have been encouraged to bring radios to work, and Frankfurt is installing TV sets in public places.
BBC in London is considering a special radio alarm system to call people to their TV sets in case there's a change in the EVA time on the moon.
And in Italy, Pope Paul VI has arranged for a special color TV circuit at his summer residence in order to watch you, even though Italian television is still black and white.
Back here in Houston, your three wives and children got together for lunch yesterday at Buzz's house. According to Pat, it turned out to be a gab fest. The children swam and did some high jumping over Buzz's bamboo pole.
In Moscow, space engineer Anatol Koritsky was quoted by TASS as saying that Luna 15 could accomplish everything that had been done by earlier Luna spacecraft. This was taken by the press to mean Luna 15 could investigate the gravitational fields, photograph the moon, and go down to the surface to scoop up a bit for analysis.
Even the kids at camp got in the news when Mike Jr. was quoted as replying, yeah, when somebody asked him if his daddy was going to be in history. Then after a short pause, he asked, what is history? In Washington, President Nixon is planning to use his executive power to streamline the Interstate Commerce Commission. According to industry sources, it was reported Nixon would trim the commission from 11 to 7 members by not making new appointments.
And the big news around Houston today concerns the Astros. In the sports world, the Houston Astros rallied in the ninth inning at Cincinnati to dump the Reds 7-4. Going into the ninth, however, things looked pretty bleak. The Astros were trailing 4-3. Then with one out, Jesus Alou stroked a single to the right field. John Edwards hit another single to right, and Sandy Valdespino hit a double to bring in the tying run. Julio Gauté was walked, and Joe Morgan dropped a bunt for the game-winning play. A wild throw to the plate allowed another run to score. Then a sacrifice fly by Dennis Menke brought in the final run. He really came through in the ninth.
Another game's in the National League.
Yeah, those Astros really been catching those flies since they put a roof on the stadium.
Good work. In other games in the National League, New York beat Montreal 5-2, Pittsburgh beat St. Louis 4-1, and Atlanta over San Diego in the first game of a doubleheader 6-2.
In the American League, Detroit beat Cleveland 4-0, New York trounced Washington 5-0, Boston outhit Baltimore to score 6 runs to the Orioles 2, and Chicago beat Kansas City 6-1.
Okay, in golf world, Tommy Jacobs, an infrequent competitor in recent years, took the lead in the Philadelphia Golf Classic yesterday. His second round score was 139.
You might be interested in knowing, since you are already on the way, that a Houston astrologer, Ruby Graham, says that all the signs are right for your trip to the moon. She says that Neil is clever, Mike has good judgment, and Buzz can work out intricate problems. She also says Neil tends to see the world through rose-colored glasses, but he is always ready to help the afflicted or distressed. Neil, you are also supposed to have, quote, intuition that enables you to interpret life with feeling, unquote. Buzz is to be very sociable and cannot bear to be alone, in addition to having excellent critical ability. Since she didn't know at what hour Mike was born, she has decided that he either has the same attributes as Neil, or he is inventive with an unconventional attitude that might seem eccentric to the unimaginative.
And last but
who
not...
Who said all that?
Ruby Graham, an astrologer here in Houston. Now, we checked with flight operations for all the signs for the mission, and then we, of course, had to make sure that everything was really all set.
Houston, go ahead.
Roger, you cut out after Tommy Jacobson. I guess we got into antenna switching problems.
Okay, following Tommy Jacobs, we have a hot smoking word from a local Houston astrologer, the name of Ruby Graham. She says that all the signs are right for your trip to the moon. Neil is clever, Mike has good judgment, and Buzz can work out intricate problems. She also says Neil tends to see the world through rose-colored glasses, but is always ready to help the afflicted or distressed. Neil, you're also supposed to have, quote, intuition that enables you to interpret life with feeling, unquote. Buzz is supposed to be very sociable and cannot bear to be alone, in addition to having excellent critical ability. Since she didn't know at what hour Mike was born, she's decided he either has the same attributes as Neil, or that he is inventive with an unconventional attitude that might seem eccentric to the imaginative. And that's 30 for today. Over.
Well, thank you much there, Bruce and Fred Show. We appreciate that.
Roger.
That was Fred Hayes alternating with Bruce McCandless on that newscast.
Did you hear our comment about the Astros?
The one about the roof?
Yep.
Hey, Mike. The game was at Cincinnati there, and we think that they're still using Crosley Field up there. I don't believe it has a roof on it.
You got him on that one.
Right. Yes,
they're just getting to be a good team in the clinch.
They certainly seem to be.
Well, if they can do that well without a roof, think of what they're going to do with a roof.
Roger out.
We're trying. Is trying to comment on an alien game. Tell Michael Jr. history or no history, he better behave himself.
Roger, we'll pass that along, Mike.